This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and yes, my girlfriend saw Top Gun, and so now I have to try and grow this mustache. Joining me, as always, where in the world is he today? The Pablo Escobar of parlays, the man not in Bogota, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, where are we coming from today?
Just a classic 17th century farmhouse, some dungeon vibes here with the background. I try to make the backgrounds as creepy as possible, so I'm really right on brand this week, Tom.
And you are in France right now, right?
Yes, sir. South of France. The where in the world is T. Will San Diego kind of vibe continues. The internet game continues as well, although so far so good. So why bring the curse in if it's not there yet?
Hey, if it works, it works. I can't wait for next week. We have a midweek slate. We'll see what exotic locations we can come up with there. But first, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor, BetRivers. Shout out to our friends over there. Go to BetRivers.com today. Get yourself set up with an account. Use the promo code 250MATCH, and they will match your first deposit up to $250. Taylor, I got myself set up with my Arizona account the other day, which means that I have to take that quick jaunt over the border and take advantage of some of those plays for this weekend, because it was another fantastic weekend last week for me. Might be, I'd have to go back and comb through the records for the official numbers, might be my best week ever. I think it comes just short of it, but we went 10-6. Sunday was not kind to us, lost both games. Thanks, Austin. Thanks, Atlanta and LA for not coming through on an over. But we finished 7-2 on the week, 84-95 overall, plus 17.2 units now on the season, Taylor.
Yeah, it's astonishing, Tom. This role you've been on, especially the last, all season, but I would say these last 5-6 weeks in particular, you have been absolutely cruising. I don't remember the last time we had a significant, you had one down week, I think, of the last 8 or something like that.
I think
does that sound about right? Yeah, you're just absolutely cruising. Folks, just look at that side of the screen. Just take those picks. Fade me. You're good. I didn't have an awful week. I mean, a lot of right read, wrong result things, down 0.2 units. So we'll call that a little bit of pocket change down the sink, and we'll try it again. 6-8 in terms of the record book. I was doing well on the first day, and also like you with an 0-2 Sunday. So hopefully we can figure out those Sundays. It's like the Atlanta Braves on weekend series this year. But we'll try to figure things out and go from here. And I will say, not a great slate. I think you and I are both in agreement here going forward, but sometimes those end up being the most profitable ones.
Yeah. If this ends up being a great week for us, I will be very surprised. Quite frankly, if you guys were going to take a week off, this might be the week to do it, because I just took one look at the slate. I legitimately, trying to think of a lottery parlay for today, couldn't do it. I don't have three games that I am absolutely in love with on this slate. I managed to put something together, and obviously we have our plays, we have our breakdowns for you, so you can take this information as you will, do with it what you want. But this is going to be a tough week, I think. It starts off with a great matchup, though. LAFC versus Seattle. And this is going to be an exciting game just to watch. LA minus 190 at home. No surprise in this one. Seattle, $4.40 dogs on the road in this one. And the draw plus 350. And, oh, man, this is just, it's tough. Because Seattle has been on the schneid here. They've not been playing great. I hate betting against LAFC, especially at home, but the Sounders are due for a turnaround, and at plus 440, it's hard to say no to that price. I'm just going to strictly play the number here. It's betting strategy. I'm not expecting to be right, but I think there's some value in expecting this team to turn a corner. Taking them at plus 440, you can only be so wrong at 4.5-1, Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, I am also going to be with you on that. It's a pure value play. I do have two plays in this game. I'm going to keep them separate, not tie them together. and just try an over 2.5, heavily juiced over 2.5 as well in the -160s. A lot of that has to do with what you and I have talked about in these kind of big primetime-esque clashes in this league. They tend to go over. I know we continue to say that without necessarily some of the firm numbers that we have on some of this other stuff, but it is true when you follow this league, those bigger games go over with regularity, and especially with two teams that we know can score goals. Seattle has been just a bizarre team throughout. I mean, a lot of this has to do, you could, I guess, point to post-Champions League hangover. You could certainly point to a lot of injuries. The fact that there were multiple times over the last month that Seattle got shut out, that's weird, and that certainly scares me a little bit in terms of an overplay, but I think 2.5 is pretty sensible. LAFC, 7 of their last 10 have gone over 2.5. They're a fairly reliable team just looking at that side of things on its own, and they're the home side here, so I like the read in terms of that. So I'm going a very aggressive, like you, Tom, just trying the number on Seattle, and separately, a much more conservative play on the over 2.5. Let's see what hits.
I'm going to jump in on you with that over 2.5. It is conservative. It's -165, but it deserves that kind of a number in this one. I think that we see 3 goals. LA is perfectly capable of getting you 3 goals on their own, which is why I'm not inclined to take the both teams to score here. Like you said, we've got that shutout record for Seattle that is cause for concern. I want to believe that this team is good. I think they still are. I think that they've just hit a rough patch, which is to be expected for any team over the course of the season. And at +440, I think that why not take a shot on this to be that spot where they bounce back. The next game up, though, we go from a team that is sliding in Seattle to two teams that are lightning hot right now. I don't think that's the actual phrase, but still, Minnesota United versus the Portland Timbers. Minnesota -134 on the money line at home. The Timbs +310. And the draw at 3-1 here. Both of these teams come into this game. Portland, fantastic in July, unbeaten in 7 matches. 4 of them are wins. However, 3 of those 4 wins are at home. Minnesota has won 5 of their last 6 games, the 6th being a draw with Sporting Kansas City, which you never like to see, but hey, that's how it goes. It's been a mixed bag of opponents for them, though. DC, Houston, Vancouver, LA, and RSL. There's a lot, there's something to like and something to be like, not the greatest resume, but still 5 wins are 5 wins. This might be the hottest team in the league outside of LA right now. I'm going to go conservative here. I'm going to play Portland +0.5. This could end in a draw. I don't feel overly confident in Portland to get the 3-1 road win, but I like the plus money on this team with the draw in play. So I'm going to take them +0.5 with +110.
I love that. I mean, it's a good price on it as well. It's a bit of a flip here in terms of you going more conservative and me going more aggressive, because I'm just going all in on Portland at +320. I think this is just a case, 2 red hot teams in the league take the better price. And in this case, it's a substantially better price. By the way, we just need to get this out of the way. You mentioned some of that Minnesota data. It is 7 in a row unbeaten if you count their thrashing of your Everton boys 4-0 in the preseason warm-up. So I'm counting it. I'm putting it in the data pool here, Tom. This is a Loons team that doesn't matter who you're playing. You know, bring on Liverpool, right? Like, they are red hot. The Reynoso, by the way, no Emmanuel Reynoso last time out. They still got it done. A little bit freakish in that game when you look at some of the analytics, but this is just a team that's figuring out how to win at this point, which is very kind of new to say for Minnesota United at this point. So all of that being said, Portland has been even hotter, 7 games in a row unbeaten. And for a team that's that hot in this league, you're still getting a +320 price, which, hey, 3 letters, M, L, and S, that's what you can get in this league, Tom. You don't get this in very many sports leagues anywhere else in the world, where it's like Portland's a good team, they're red hot, and you're still getting them 3-1 in this case. A lot of that has to do with, of course, the existence of the draw. You're trying to give yourself some protection there at the +0.5. I'm going more aggressive. I need to chase you at this point with some of these units. Give me a little bit better than 3-1, Portland, Tom.
All right. I don't disagree with the play. I mean, maybe this is the flip. I've been having some good weeks by going aggressive. Now I cool it off and go conservative. Maybe this is the week where we flip back. But the next game up, I am not going conservative here. The Chicago Fire versus Atlanta United. The draw +275. The Fire, they are about even money at home. And Atlanta +230 on the road here. I am all aboard the Fire engine, Taylor.
I had a feeling.
Three straight. 4 of 5 at home. Atlanta, they've been lost this season. They look exactly like who we think they are, a team riddled with injuries, lacking identity. The Fire are hot right now, and I think that translates into some home wins. They've actually been playing really well. Shaqiri's been stepping up. Every part of this team is actually playing like a decent squad. Now, they had a good defense early in the season with no offense. Now that offense is coming around.
I mean, if they can get Shaqiri going, because he finally showed some things that last game out, this might be a decent team. I'm not necessarily there in terms of giving them the kudos of being a good team, but you don't have to be a good team against Atlanta United. You know, this is a side that, again, that Galaxy game, I agree with you. They are who we think they are. It's a team that creates a decent amount of chances. You look at the key pass numbers. You just watch them, especially in some of these games that they're chasing. They're willing to open it up. There are some really fun passing sequences. And, you know, part of it's the post-Joseph Martinez prime, but a lot of it just has to do with the transfer strategy. There, you know, the problems go top to bottom, but it is create chances, not score, and be horrific defensively. The defensive stats continue to get worse and worse. Atlanta has the worst post-shot expected goals on shots on target in the league. That's a lot of words and a lot of complicated ways to say that they basically give up the most hard shots to save in the league. So, you know, Brad Guzan got hurt earlier this year. It doesn't matter. Like, the shots that this team gives up are just very high quality chances, shots that you expect to go into the back of the net. And in that Galaxy game, they went in the back of the net. In many of Atlanta's games, they go into the back of the net. That over should have hit. It finished 2-0. The expected goal stuff was right around 3.25. That'll happen. I still kind of like Atlanta as an over team. However, in this spot, I'm just going to try a draw at plus 280. And maybe this is just not me being as bullish on the Fire as you are, Tom. I think the price is sensible for this to kind of be a, you know, Atlanta should win. The Fire should come back to earth a little bit. And yet, of course, Atlanta is not good enough to pull it off in what would be a pretty nice result for them. They thrashed Chicago earlier this year, 4-1, I think was the final in that game. I don't expect anything close to that this time around. I do think we'll see Chicago struggle a little bit in terms of what Atlanta can do, especially with some of the subs they bring off the bench as the game goes on. But I don't like a win spot here for either side. I'm not sure the Fire are quite good enough to get 4 in a row, even against this Atlanta team. So I'm trying to draw. These have actually been strangely successful for me in MLS this season, Tom. Yeah. So I like the prices. You get really good prices on these draw plays. So I'm trying it close to 3-1 here.
I wish you luck. I'm certainly not rooting for you here in any sense, because I'm all aboard Chicago. It's not that you touched on a good point. You're not ready to call them a good team. I'm not either. I just think that they are on a nice particular little run right here. And I think that this is a good spot at home for them to keep it going. I don't think that this is where they start to burn out. All right, I'm done with the Fire puns. We'll move on to the next game. The Philadelphia Union versus the Houston Dynamo. The Union minus 157, the draw plus 290, and the Secret Police at plus 410. Did you know that, Taylor? Why they're called the Dynamo?
I'm learning. This is why I'm here, Tom. This is fill in the viewers.
So they're obviously taking it from the Eastern European teams, Kiev, Dynamo Kiev, things like that. You know how in Eastern Europe they have Lokomotiv Moscow? Essentially, all of the teams in Eastern Europe back when they got started were from, they were teams made up of people who worked in a specific trade. So, you know, the Lokomotiv team was literally train engineers who got together and started playing together. That's how all of these teams got started up and started their names. The Dynamo were not an energy company. They were the name of the secret police in the Eastern Bloc. So Houston has kind of changed them a little bit. It makes sense. Texas is the energy capital of the United States. So it works both ways. But yeah, there's a little interesting nugget for you. However, I do not think that they will be the ones asking the questions this week.
Philadelphia. Very nice. I was wondering where you're going. There we go.
Philadelphia minus 157 here. It's too hefty for me to play on its own. I want to add some value to this. So I'm going with Philly on the 4-game win streak, and I'm going to take the over because each of the Dynamo's last 6 have gone over 2.5 goals, and the Union's win in Orlando last week in the Heat is their only victory, is their only game over that same stretch that didn't go over. So let's create some value here and say Philly in the over. You put them together, and you get plus 140. I'll take that price.
Wow. So our heads were in similar places. I'm also doing a same game parlay here, Tom, although I am actually looking at an under market, not the same 2.5 market. I'm going Philly money line and the under 3.5 at a plus 148 price.
I like it.
You know, that even some of the Houston away data that you just kind of chewed into, I think could be okay. You could still get safe on a lot of the kind of Houston being bad, being leaky on the road kind of stuff. I also just really am trying to lean into the Philly numbers here. Philly has conceded 15 goals in 22 games so far, Tom. That's tied for the fewest at this stage in MLS history, which actually, ironically, they're tied with Houston, who did that back in the late 2000s. So they've been fantastic defensively so far this year. They've gone over 2.5 in a decent amount of recent games, but they've only gone over 3.5 twice in the 22. One of those was that freak 7-0, and another one was, you know, 3 or 4 months ago. So usually 3.5 is a fairly safe number to go under in this league, a little bit less so. But I like that plus price. I think you and I both really like Philly to win this game. There's not a lot of value there just taking them on their own in the money line. You know, there are scenarios here where you and I could enjoy a middle, but we'll see what happens. I'm gonna go under 3.5 in Philly money line, Tom.
You are getting a slightly better price than I am on what I think is actually a better play. I would rather be betting the under at the higher number than the lower over number, because Philly could win this game 2-0 and then you're fine. And I'm sitting there going, whoops, should have done that. I am officially changing my play, updated in the notes. I am riding with you here, my friend.
Welcome aboard. I feel like it's one of these where when you can tie, you know, look, I don't have the under 3.5 numbers in front of me, but you're going to be pretty safe most of the time hitting that in this sport. I don't care what league it is. And you tie that to a team that you and I feel very confident is going to win. This is the top team in the Eastern Conference at this point against one of the worst road teams in the league in Houston. I just think that's very sensible. The number is what it is because you're tying them together. That's all, you know? So you're getting that value.
I am completely with you. Now let's move on to the next game here. Montreal going up against New York City. Montreal plus 160 at home. NYCFC plus 145 is road favorites here in the draw, plus 270. You know, Tati Castellanos is now off to La Liga. NYCFC has to figure out what life without the MLS Golden Boot winner is going to look like. Montreal has done well to beat bad teams this season. They've shown equal propensity to play at home or on the road, but I'm not overly confident in their play against good teams. I don't think they're quite in that tier. They haven't showed me their ability to beat some of the best teams in the league. However, is New York still going to be one of those teams? We took an under last week in New York's game against Miami and it paid off. Here against Montreal, I'm going to do more of the same. Let's see if New York can figure out how to score without their talisman and if Montreal can do enough to beat them. I'll take under 2.5 at plus 118.
So I struggled with this one, trying to find something. You might be able to talk me into a complete reversal here. I think I'm going to stick to my number, even though I just love your price so much, but I'm going to go on the exact opposite side and over 2.5, only for the following reasons, which is kind of leaning into some Montreal numbers. Both of these teams, you know, NYC, when you really look at it, even in the Tati era, kind of average in terms of away goals numbers. Montreal, pretty average in terms of home goals numbers. But 8 of Montreal's last 10 home games have gone over 2.5. There's a lot of 2-1s in there. Maybe some of the away NYC form, especially post-Tati, screws me over on that. And I definitely don't love the price here, but I'm going to stick with it. Just to make things interesting, I'll go on the other side of you and continue to lose money as you rake in 7, 8, 9 units a week. Minus 155.
You are jinxing me here. You are setting me up for a bad week.
Yes, sir. Let's go, baby. Minus 155 on the over 2.5. We're on opposite sides here, Tom.
All right. The next game up here is going to be the New England Revolution going up against Toronto FC, the Toronto Italian FCs. The tie at plus 325, Toronto plus 360 in New England, minus 159 at home here in this game. The total, Taylor, it is officially Toronto time, over 3.5, the number, plus 133 to the over, minus 182 to the under. But that is what we're going to see the rest of the way here with this Toronto FC team. and it's time to hop on the bandwagon. The total 3.5, which we should expect in all games going forward, I'm not going to touch it. But Insigne and Bernadeschi had an immediate impact out there. This is starting to look like a Bob Bradley team. I'm telling you, watch out for them next year. They're going to be one of the teams in the conversation to win it all. The Revs are unbeaten at home since guess when, Taylor?
It's been a while. I mean, I know it's five. It's at least five in a row, all comps without a win. I don't know about the home data. How far back do we go?
The Revolution have not lost in New England since April. Granted, wow. They've played seven games at home in that time, four draws and three wins. They haven't won a game at all since June 19th against Minnesota. I think they're still a middling team at the end of the day. They're clearly not who they were last year, and I don't think that they're going to get much better with what they are. I'm going to ride a nice Toronto price here and hope the books are slow to adjust to this team with their new pieces.
We are in full agreement. I locked in Toronto plus 370. Just a quick note, they are coming off of a pretty heartbreaking loss in the Canadian Cup final to Vancouver midweek, so I don't think there will be significant rotation, but I would keep an eye out. I would say the same thing for Vancouver coming off of that game. However, I do think the dudes you just mentioned, Insigne, Bernadeschi, you know, they're so new to the team. There's so much hype kind of on the branding and marketing side. I would imagine even if they don't start, they're going to get significant minutes sort of the rest of the way. And Insigne got that extended kind of injury vacation kind of thing before making his debut. So I would check the lineups, but I fully agree. We saw that impact immediately in the 4-0 win to start. I think all of the attacking stuff going forward for Toronto just lean even more into it than we did before. And I'm still fine fading the Revs as well. So yeah, close to 4-1. I have a few of these this week, which I kind of like on a slate that I don't love. You take three or four of these big prices, one of them hits, and you can throw the record out the window and the units help you out the rest of the way. So Toronto's part of that. I will also just quickly say 40-1 to win MLS Cup right now, Tom. I think the defense is still too bad, but I'm just going to throw that number out since you are very high on the Toronto Renaissance there the rest of the way.
Oh, man. I think the defense is too bad for them to win the Cup, but 40-1 is tasty. I'm going to stay away from it, though. I don't think that they're good enough this year. But who knows? If I can still get them at like 30-1 in a couple weeks, if they're really tearing up the league, maybe I'll take a look at it then. The last game up on our slate for our video listeners here, Sporting Kansas City versus, you know it, Austin FC, my friend. We have Austin as plus 170 on the road, Sporting plus 135 at home in the draw, plus 275. And I know that we have missed the last 2 weeks on Austin FC now. But you know what? It's not like they can win every game. I do miss those fat prices. I would love to get 3-1 in a game like this, but that's not happening anymore. But Sporting Kansas City is a team they can handle. I'm not overthinking it. I'll take Austin plus 170 to get back to their winning ways.
I'll tell you, Tom, I think this is still an example of still getting good Austin prices on the board against a bad team. Like I locked him in at plus 175. Sebastian Driussi is a genuine, if not MVP candidate, maybe the MVP favorite at this point. One of the best players in the league, and that entire front four is fantastic. And yes, okay, we've had some slips, but even in them, you still see the sparkling attacking stuff. Even in games that they seemingly are out of, down 4-1, they claw their way back into. This is a team, for as new as they are to the league, shows a ton of class and character, and is just so hard to beat. I think if you're an opponent against Austin right now, it's one of the last teams you want to play. And that's bad news for Sporting, who's lost 4 of 6. You know, they showed a couple of signs of life in June, and July has kind of been a slip again for them. They are one of the 3 or 4 worst teams in the league, I would say, when you really kind of boil it down, especially the players they've been trotting out there recently. So against one of the 3 or 4 best teams in the league, you're getting a plus 170, plus 175 price. That's fantastic. Again, another big plus price, Tom. We hit a couple of these this week and we're in good shape. So let's go, Austin.
Let's go, Austin. And you know, there's a couple other things to keep in mind here. Sporting has a midweek US Open Cup semifinal against Sacramento Republic in Sacramento. That's going to be a tough one. And that's probably where they're going to put more of their resources to try and get some silverware out of what's an otherwise lost season. Definitely, I think if we're going to see rotation, it'll be in this game versus Austin, where they'll say, well, you know, this isn't what we're really here for this season anymore. Let's go try and win that Open Cup game instead. They're going to be coming off this a little bit tired. And Austin had their bad week last week. They had a departure on their, they had a key departure on their back line with a late COVID positive test. And due to that, you could see how this team was just shambolic in defense. It was all about the turnovers. They played a sloppy game. I'm confident that that is just their down game and that they can get back to it here.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like, I don't know at what point, because we're about two-thirds of the way through the season.
We are at the two-thirds mark.
Yeah, literally two-thirds. So I don't know at what point we get Austin, you know, in a spot like this as an even price or even a minus price, but it doesn't seem like it's happening. The books keep dangling the fruit. Gotta keep taking it.
Exactly. All right, Taylor, that is going to do it for us here on the video version of the show. Don't forget, of course, head on over to betrivers.com. Get yourself signed up with an account today. Use the promo code 250MATCH, and then we'll match your first deposit up to $250. And of course, follow us on Twitter at TV at Work, at ATLT Will, at BetRivers. And please follow the new home of all of your BetRivers content here, all of your BetRivers Podcast Network content here at Because We Win on Twitter. You will be able to get videos. You will be able to get the latest and greatest posts for all of the BetRivers content that your heart can desire. There's a ton of fantastic handicappers working with us in this network. We have information for you on whatever sport you may want to bet on. Follow at Because We Win on Twitter. And guys, best of luck this weekend. Let's cash some tickets. All right, Taylor, let's keep it on rolling here for our audio viewers. We've still got a couple more games to get through on this slate, starting off Nashville versus Vancouver. And we've got Nashville here in this spot. They are going to be minus 155 at home. Vancouver plus 410 on the road in the draw, plus 280 here. And, you know, Nashville can't find any kind of consistency this season. Vancouver, they've been consistently terrible, especially on the road. It makes me want to take a shot on the over this game and say both teams can score and we can find a winner. I don't like the idea of taking Nashville at this heavy of a minus price. I don't trust the Caps to get it done when all they have shown is that they give up goals on the road. So I'm just going to root for scoring, take over 2.5 at minus 120.
I don't mind it. I would be a little bit worried about Vancouver maybe screwing you over there. I'm going to try a Nashville side, although, like you say, the money line market is prohibitive. I'm just going to go a classic push protection -1. You're getting a plus 123 price at it. A lot of this has to do, of course, you mentioned this, Vancouver is awful on the road, 2 wins in their 11 road games this year. They're averaging about 0.75 points away this season. That is, as I go through it, the fourth worst in the league. Nashville, they happen to be one of the worst home teams, but I don't look too deeply into that because of just their bizarre scheduling stuff earlier this year where they were just on the road forever, opening up a new stadium. They seem to be getting more and more comfortable with it. Hanny Mukhtar also back in after a game away. So a lot of the stuff points to Nashville, and all of this is on top of the fact that, you know, yes, I'm taking Toronto, and they also played in the Canadian Championship in midweek, coming here a few days ago. But the Whitecaps, I think, are more likely to rotate based on some of the stuff I said with Toronto earlier, that they're going to keep those stars in. And the Whitecaps can also kind of they cannot afford to rotate as much as some of these other teams either. So if they do take two or three of their starters out, it's even more in Nashville's favor. Nashville, by the way, also tied for the fourth best expected goals against in the league. That's despite being kind of in the middle of the pack in terms of actual goals in. So maybe the kind of good defense plus Mukhtar formula could still work. We haven't seen it all the time this year. They haven't been as reliable of a clean sheet team. In fact, they've been a pretty reliable both teams to score team. But the defensive analytics are still pretty solid for Nashville to figure some of this stuff out. I like that a lot against a Vancouver team that just cannot score on the road. So give me maybe a Nashville 2-0 win here. I wouldn't be surprised if they just kind of destroy Vancouver either and get your over. But I'm going to go Nashville -1 plus price.
I don't hate that play at all. This is definitely not one of my stronger picks here. There's a reason we left it for the audio show. But it's just not something that I have a total strong play on. It's not one of my favorites here. I could just as easily see it being a 2-0 Nashville win, which means that Vancouver is going to pull a surprise upset on the road now. But I'm with you. I don't think that you are in any way wrong. If anything, I might like your play a little more, but I'll stick with my over 2.5 here and move on to Miami versus FC Cincinnati. Next game up here, Miami even money at home, Cincy plus 235 on the road and the draw plus 270. And, you know, it's not long ago that I was talking about how I think Miami has turned a corner and is starting to get hot and find themselves. And now they have 3 losses in their last 4 games. Cincy has 5 draws and a loss in their last 6. And they were another team that we were saying, hey, are they actually good? Maybe. They haven't been losing a ton. 1 loss in your last 6, but you haven't been getting any wins in there either. I like Cincy in theory, but in practice, they've struggled on the road. I'm going to exercise my stay away clause for this game.
I don't mind that at all. Credit to Cincy for like kind of keeping their heads above water with 3 games without Lucho Acosta. That's impressive, although head above water in their case almost always means a draw. So, you know, as we talk about even teams like at the bottom of the Premier League, you can only barely draw your way to safety in the Prem. It's the same. It's like you can only draw your way to so much, especially in MLS where bad teams are picking up wins all over the place as well. You can only do so much there. So I'm going to try Inter at plus 105. They are still the 4th best home team in the East. That's, by the way, despite a 6-0 thrashing loss to Barcelona, as we don't put that as part of our MLS data. They played okay against NYC away, actually, in Tati's last game for NYCFC. They had like 55% of the ball. They just didn't do a ton with it. They've also won 4 of their last 5 home games. So when you really look at the home form, they're actually still tough to get past. And for a Cincinnati team that can't really beat anyone, you know, it's 6 games in a row without a win for them. They haven't won away since May 15th, Tom. All of that would point to Inter kind of figuring it out in the South Florida Heat. You could talk me into a draw here as I cover a lot of bases, but give me Inter slight plus price. I'll try it.
Yeah, if I was going to play this game, Inter slight plus would be the way I go as well, but I'm just going to pass. Dallas versus the Galaxy is our next game up. These last couple games are some tough ones here. Dallas plus 110, the Galaxy plus 230, and the draw plus 250 here. Dallas really fell back to earth this summer. Their win over RSL last week was their first one since Orlando at the end of May. Mm-hmm. A lot of draws in that time, but the offense has gone very cold for this team, which is very worrisome because that's supposed to be their strong suit. LA got a much-needed win over Atlanta to snap a 3-game losing streak. I like Dallas at home again here in theory, but I don't like them enough to take them at a slight plus price. Looking at some underlying stats here, though, LA has the West's second best expected goal differential per 90, the league's 4th best XG, and the league's 2nd best road XG. This team can score when the offense finds itself. And Dallas can score at home, but they do have the league's best home expected goals allowed, league's lowest. I'll play against that here, and I'll take the over 2.5 at minus 136 and say both of these teams' offenses come together and find me 3 goals.
Yeah, I mean, full agreement here, Tom. Over 2.5, minus 136. Dallas has been a weird team. Galaxy has been kind of not much less weird. They've been a little bit hard to figure out this season as well. One thing that we know about the Galaxy, though, is they're not particularly good defensively. They did get that clean sheet against Atlanta. We've talked about Atlanta, you know, as a creating chances team, not always scoring goals team. And even in that game, Atlanta could have conceded, you know, at least 2 goals, maybe even 3. Before that game, the Galaxy had conceded 2 or more goals in 5 of 5 in all competitions. You pair that with a Dallas team that, yes, the goals have fallen off. The numbers, though, when you look at them at home, are still pretty reliable. I mean, 7th best home XG in all of MLS. The actual goals have fallen off. This might be a situation where they end up with a golden boot winner in Jesus Ferreira and actually kind of aren't as reliable of an over team in general. But I still like them at home against a bad defense. And that's what I'm doing here. You're also, I think the number is a little bit more favorable than some of these minus 150s, minus 160s that we've seen on over 2.5s in similar trend data spots. So actually, I don't hate the minus 136 price here either. Decent Dallas home goal stuff, bad Galaxy defense equals over 2.5 here, Tom. Full agreement.
Yep, that I think that's the only way you can go in this game. The next one up, the Quakes versus RSL. The Earthquakes plus 120 at home here. Real Salt Lake plus 205 and the draw plus 255. And real quick, one last thing. The LA Galaxy are just so frustrating in that they go out and they have games where they just look like one of the best teams in the league, and then they just drop one the next week. It's why it's so hard to handicap them. All right, back to the Quakes RSL game here, because you want to talk about a team that can look like world beaters one week and be terrible the next. The Earthquakes can do it in some weird spots. And this scares me here. This scares me here to play against the Quakes at home, because they have been a fortress at PayPal Park. RSL should win this game. The Quakes have been good at home against bad teams, but they've still struggled regardless of venue against good sides. They need a full-time manager soon. The loss to the Dynamo, followed by dropping yet another lead on the road in Portland, didn't inspire any further confidence in me. RSL's been awful on the road, though, with just two wins this season. They should win this game at 2-1, but I don't think the price is particularly wrong. I'm going to lean to them at plus 205, but this is not a great game.
I mean, as I've so often done on Quakes plays this year, Tom, I just make it the Quakes corner and I try to follow your lead. In this case, I had no play written down. It's my only no play stay away of the week. I was hoping you could kind of, you know, enthusiastically do the jumping jacks, throw your hands in the air and convince me of something. I don't today. Think that's Not the today. Case based on your energy level there on the plays available for this game. Everything you said, I agree with. I mean, this is a bad away RSL team. This is also a Quakes team that, you know, in terms of just pure points, look at the table, are the third worst team in MLS. So it's hard to be that confident in them unless you're in one of these spots where it's like, oh, that's a plus 450 Quake spot where maybe they could pull it out. Those are kind of the only times I want to try San Jose, I think, right now. And yet every time I've watched Real Salt Lake, I mean, look, Atlanta United is not good. And they outplayed RSL just a couple of weeks ago. That game was in Atlanta. That's kind of what RSL is on the road, despite them being one of the top three home teams in MLS this season. So, if I did anything, I'd probably try something Quakes related, but I just don't like the numbers in this spot, Tom. So it's a full stay away for me, which is, I think, as our last game of the week. I'm sorry to give the listeners a stay away, but I have to here.
That's not true. It is not our last game of the
week. Oh, thank you. Thank God.
We have one more on the Sunday slate here. You forgot about them. Don't forget, yes. DC versus Orlando here. DC United plus 125, Orlando plus 215, and the draw plus 230. And I'm going with another over here, 2.5 minus 129. Orlando has four draws and a loss in their last five on the road. DC is just so bad that I refuse to play them to win. But they did beat Orlando 5-3 on the 4th of July. Orlando's played four straight under since that game, but this DC defense has given up a league-high 43 goals this season. I'll trust these two to get over 2.5 in this spot.
We love to finish on a full agreement, Mr. Viola. That is where we're at. I'm also going over 2.5 here. It has as much to do with fading DC's defense as anything. Keep in mind Orlando, because I thought about this as like, oh, is there anything I can do on Orlando? Because fading DC has been really reliable lately. They have one win in the last 11. Of course, conveniently, it's over Orlando in that crazy 5-3 that you outlined. Orlando is in the other U.S. Open Cup semi. We talked about one of them. Orlando's in the other one. So they will be, I would imagine, putting a lot of focus into that and what's been a somewhat underwhelming MLS season for them. I would imagine that even though they are still in a playoff spot, that's just the craziness of the middle of the Eastern Conference right now. It's like an Orlando team that hasn't impressed me once, they're in a playoff spot. However, I think they're going to focus on that U.S. Open Cup game. I have no idea what kind of roster they're going to put out here, and I'm definitely not taking anything DC. So You just fade the DC defense. Orlando's isn't great either. They've been kind of up and down all over the place this year. I'm fine just taking this as a pure fade DC kind of overplay.
I am completely with you there. Now, Taylor, it means it is time for us to go through and pick out our parlays for the week, our lottery ticket parlays. This is a tough week, so of course it might be the first one that actually cashes. Austin killing us on the chance last week, but we're going to go back to them here. My parlay, I'm going to take Austin plus 170, and then I'm going to go with two totals. I'm going to go Philly versus Houston, minus 148 to the over. and which I know I'm pretty sure is the play that we changed up on the actual play here, but I'm going to use that, and I'm going to go over 2.5 goals in LA versus Seattle at -165. All in all, puts us at +630.
The Philly Houston is going to be very, very interesting with that potential middle that we're keeping our eye out for. Fingers crossed at the 3 goals exacta. We have some similarities here. I am going Austin money line at that +175 price. LA Sounders over 2.5. It's heavily juiced on its own. Of course, you're pairing it with other stuff here to help you out. And then Philly money line, which is also heavily juiced. Last week, I went something around 40.5 to 1, I believe, on my parlay. This time, a little bit more kind of reasonable and conservative at just +639. I think as all 3 plays could very reasonably hit. Austin and Philly, I like both of those teams to win, and I really like an over in LA Seattle. So it's just a classic, fairly conservative 3-team parlay, better than 6-to-1 odds when you pair them together.
There we go. Let's see if they can roll through. Now, finally, before we get out of here, Taylor, let's take one last run through our plays. If you guys want to record every single play, this is your chance to do so here. We're going to run through them all. And yeah, I'm just padding right here to give you time to grab out that pen and paper, even though you could just pause this podcast. But hey, let's roll right on through and recap them for everybody, Taylor. Starting off, LAFC versus Seattle. I'm going Sounders +440.
Yeah, I'm with you on Sounders +440. I also have as a separate play, not pairing them together, over 2.5 at -165. And I mentioned that's also going in the 3-team parlay. So lots going on in this game. Big game for me.
Minnesota versus Portland. I'm going Portland +0.5 goal at +110.
I'm going all in, chips to the middle of the table, Timbers +320.
Chicago versus Atlanta. I'm taking Chi-Town +102.
I'm trying to draw +280. It feels like a really good price for a very reasonable result here.
Charlotte versus Columbus. And oh, Taylor, I missed this game. All right. Well, this is why we recap them all, because we're going to have to go through this one right here, right now for you. Charlotte versus Columbus. Let's go back up the board and say Charlotte +130 at home. The Crew 2-1 in the draw +235 here. Charlotte remains predictable. They're a good team at home, a pretty good team at home. 7 wins, 3 losses, a +8 goal differential, and they're putrid on the road. 1 win, 2 draws, 9 losses, -14 GD. But to me, this comes down to Columbus. They drew 0-0 with New England last week, and I want to think that the addition of Cucho Hernandez has this team in getting into form in the right time. Unbeaten since May 28th, 4 wins, 5 draws. 3 of those wins have been on the road. They can win away from home. This team hangs with good teams and beats bad ones, and I can't resist that 2-1 price. The Crew have been an under team the past 2 weeks, but Charlotte's defense has been downright terrible in their last 2 games, although albeit both on the road. I think this game sees a few goals, and I like that you get a slightly favorable juice here. I'm going to go over 2.5 and take the Crew at 2-1, 2 different plays.
All right. I'm going to go a different side and try Charlotte at +130, mainly just because of the trend data with Charlotte at home. You look at the teams that have beaten them there in North Carolina this year. Austin and Montreal are 2 of them, so very, very good attacking sides. The Galaxy was another one back all the way in week 2 when I think Charlotte hadn't really figured themselves out yet. I do think the Crew's attack is much improved. Took a slight step back last week. I'm not sure they're quite there to kind of the Austin Montreal attacking levels. It seems like those are the types of teams that have actually gone to Charlotte and played well this year. That was the only reason why I'm just going to kind of keep taking the Charlotte home stuff, and you're getting a plus price. This one really, I you could go any way on the money line market. Any of those 3 plays I think are reasonable here. All of the Columbus improvements have been promising, but I'm going to keep doing the Charlotte thing. So other side from you, Tom, +130.
All right. Moving on down the list, the Union versus the Dynamo. I'm taking Philly plus the under 3.5 at +148. I know we're in agreement there because I changed my play to match yours.
Yeah. So I'm going Philly money line under 3.5, same game parlay +148.
Montreal versus New York City under 2.5 +118 for me.
Full opposite side. I appreciate the value you're doing there, Tom, but over 2.5 -159. I apologize. Ugh.
Nashville versus Vancouver. I'm going over 2.5 at -121.
I'm taking a side on the spread market. Nashville -1. Good price +123.
The Revs versus Toronto. Toronto +360. I'm taking them.
Yep, we're in the same boat there, Tom. Let's get it. TFC.
Miami versus Cincinnati. No play for me.
I'm going Inter slight plus price 105.
SKC versus Austin FC. I'm taking Austin plus 170.
Same boat. Got to keep taking those Austin prices.
Dallas versus the Galaxy. Another over for me. 2.5 at minus 136.
And another full agreement. Over 2.5, minus 136.
Quakes versus Real Salt Lake. I lean to RSL plus 2-1.
I very aggressively say in all caps, no play here, Tom.
Do not fault you whatsoever. Don't like that game one bit. DC versus Orlando. Last play, another total for me. Another over 2.5 at minus 129.
And a full agreement to end up the show. Over 2.5.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for us here this week. We will be back for both the midweek slate on Monday and Thursday. You will have your, well, not regularly scheduled because, you know, we normally do it on Wednesday, but you get my point. We will have your weekend slate breakdown as well. Where in the world will Taylor be next? Will this mustache ever look like I'm not in third grade? We will have to find out together. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at TV at work. Follow Taylor at ATLT Will. And most importantly of all, to follow all of the Betting Weekly Studios shows, follow at Because We Win on Twitter to get the latest updates as new shows come out. And don't forget about our friends at BetRivers.com. Sign up today for an account. Use the promo code 250MATCH. Get up to $250 matched on your first deposit. Ladies and gentlemen, let's cash some tickets this weekend. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.